Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Begging itself is not permissible for a believer. It becomes permissible only for a person who is forced by necessity or faces a serious problem. In all other situations, begging is haram. Begging is haram for three reasons. First, it is a silent complaint against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself for not giving a person enough, causing him to beg from others. Secondly, begging causes a person to be disgraced in front of someone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is incorrect for a mu'min to disgrace himself before any person besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, begging irritates the person who is being asked for money, and such a person generally does not give anything happily, but he gives something because he feels ashamed of saying no to the beggar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once mentioned, "Whoever begs a favor from us, we shall give him what he wants. Why should we refuse him that which he wants? It is his responsibility to make sure as to whether begging is permissible for him or not. And he who remains contented and does not beg, Allah Ta'ala gives him enough and makes him free of the people. And the person who does not ask us favors is closer to us than the person who does so." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in another hadith sharif, "Try to remain contented and do not ask for favors. The less you ask from people, the better." Once Umar radiallahu anhu saw a beggar who was begging from the people after Maghrib Salah. He told someone to give him some food. He was immediately given a meal. After a short while, Umar radiallahu anhu again heard him begging. So he asked for an explanation from the person who had been told to give him food, who explained that he had given him a meal. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu then saw the beggar had a bag which had a lot of bread in it. He said, "You are a bread seller," meaning that he was not a poor person, but he was begging from people to collect bread and sell it in a market. Saying this, Umar radiallahu anhu grabbed the bag from him and fed the bread to the camels which had been given by the people as sadaqah. He then hit the beggar with a whip and said, "Never do this again." Note, there is further much explanation and commentary to this incident. However, due to time constraints, we will omit it, inshallah.